Hello.
Hello, my name is Denise. Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about the Fresno County. I hope you're doing well. I'm reaching out to conduct a public opinion, and I want to assure this call is not for sale purposes, and I won't be asking for any donation. Am I speaking with Alexia?
What is your opinion? What kind of stuff are you asking?
I'm sorry. I'm not able to provide my opinion about this. I'm just doing my job trying to conduct a survey.
What's your survey?
Okay, if you want, we can start.
Go for it.
Okay, so you are Alexia, right?
Right.
Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Right.
Thank you so much. Okay, on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will be also in March the primary ballot, and I know there is a long wait, but there are the chances of voting you in March the primary, or probably you will vote, or the chances are 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
100%, I will vote.
Thank you so much. Okay, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for the president and the state's offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board or supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Would you probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
100%.
100%. Thank you so much. Okay. In what year you were born?
Oh,
welcome. I'm sorry?
2000.
2000. Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descended?
That's kind of weird. Because we took a blood test and the blood test said Portuguese.
Good to know. So I can put there is a note, right? But it's okay. Good to know that you're Portuguese. Thank you so much. You consider yourself, and I'm sorry for this kind of questions. I know sometimes someone doesn't want to answer, but you consider yourself white, African-American, or black, or Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
Hispanic or white.
Hispanic or white. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Fresno County are going in the right directions, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
It's hard to say because the kind of, I like the farm town feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going towards elite on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm kind of scared for that. I want to keep the farm town feeling, okay, the small town farm community, you know?
Yes.
So I'm kind of scared because, you know, why are people moving to Fresno and trying to bring the coast here? You know, I like the farm community better, so I don't know. I don't know why they're, mm-hmm, you know. Yeah, I don't know, because part of people, like we got, what, 50,000 transplants from different parts that are not from Fresno. We mm-hmm sold 50,000 homes to people that were not from Fresno. So
okay,
So that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know. I don't like them. I don't like the outsiders coming to Fresno and then saying, okay, we're going to put all these rules. We're putting all these laws. We're changing everything. You know, I don't know. So probably not. Probably I don't like it because I don't want the snobby people here.
So it is, it's going, you're leaning to the going to the wrong track, right?
Yeah. Because okay, I think the mayor is trying to cater to the outsiders more than he's trying to cater to the locals.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding for you to vote in Fresno County Supervisor. Okay, housing affordability, public safety and crime, jobs and wage, water policy, inflation and cost of living, homelessness, parental rights and education, public infrastructure, like roads and bridges, or none of them, or you don't know, or there is other. I know that you just told me about the people that is going to Fresno. So if you want, I can put other for you, or do you have any decision in the list of I just mentioned?
Yeah, you can put other.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm now going to read you the names of the some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each or one as very favorable. Somehow favorably, somewhat unfavorably, or very unfavorably. Okay? If you have no opinion or have never heard about that, please just say so.
So there's three options?
Okay, yes. There is the option very, somewhat favorably, somewhat unfavorably. Steve Brandau, how do you classify that, this name, Steve?
He's one of the people running for mayor. Isn't he running for mayor? He's favorable.
Yes. Okay, favorable. Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
Oh, no, I hate him.
Okay, so
unfavorable.
Okay,
and Newsom too. He's on the same list. They can just burn.
Okay, thank you. Paul Dictos.
He's somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Gavin Newsom.
I hate him.
Okay.
Zero. Unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
That's the winner right there. You got it. Very favorable. He put money in my pocket.
Okay. So, Gary Bredfeld?
Favorable.
Okay,
yeah, he's good.
He's also
Thank you so much. So right now we are on the 40% of our survey. Now thinking about the March primary election, in the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictus, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder Dion Bordis, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredfeld, Business and City Council Member, Bryce Herrera. For whom you will vote? Paul Dictus, Dion, Steve...
Herrera.
Thank you so much. How certain are you that you would vote for Bryce Herrera? Are you very certain, somehow certain, or not certain at all?
Not certain.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandao as a county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredesville as a Fresno City councilman? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at Fresno BA. Much more likely, somehow more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or don't know.
More likely.
More likely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly, with the fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Of course, yes. Most likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Yes, most likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will withhold the line or local taxes and fees?
They will hold the line?
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
No. I don't know, hold the line.
That makes sense. Okay. Hold back.
So, much less likely or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options in North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Not likely.
Not likely. Mm-hmm. A candidate who's in his 80s years old.
Because Trump is right there.
Yeah.
It depends, yeah. I don't know.
Activity.
Okay, it's okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. A candidate who will vote to double the trash collections fee for Fresno residents.
Not likely.
Not likely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Not likely.
Not likely. Okay. Thank you. Let's continue. Next, I'm going to read some statements about the three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, a good chance you would vote for this candidate. Paul Dictus currently serves at the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root the inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. So after hearing this information, would you say there is a chance, a small chance, a fair chance, a good chance, that you will vote for Paul Dictus for county supervisor?
Fair chance. I'm
sorry? Fair chance.
Fair.
Thank you. Okay. Gary Bredesville currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking candidates and kissing. I'm sorry?
I didn't see anything.
It's easy. Hey, so would you like me to continue reading, or do you have an opinion?
Yeah, you can keep reading. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic, he's running for county supervisor at the MAGA Republican to defend all rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for the law enforcement and or military. Bretzel will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure all rights and concerns are listed to respect.
Good job.
A chance. A small chance or fair chance.
Good job.
Good chance. Okay. Good chance. Thank you so much. We're almost done. 77%. Thank you so much for your patience. Steve Brandel currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhood. Brandel is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. And re-elected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say there is a chance, a no chance, a small chance, fair chance, good chance? Would you vote for a Steve Brandel for county supervisor?
Yes, good chance.
Good chance. Thank you so much. After hearing more information in the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictus, CPA, and County Assessor Dion Burdais, Steve Brandel, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bretherfield, Business and City Council Member, Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote? Paul Dictus, Dion Burdais, Steve Brandel, Gary Bretherfield, Bryce Herrera.
Steve Brandel.
Thank you so much. Finally, I will ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or other?
Other.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to Republican or Democratic Party?
Republican, because I, yeah. What is it, Mom? Oh, my mind is spacing out.
It's okay. Well,
not independent, you're...
Libertarian.
Yeah.
Greenpeace.
I like libertarian. Mm-hmm. So Republican, because Republican and Libertarian. Yeah, Republican tries to, get the votes of Libertarian.
Thank you so much. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Okay. Somehow conservative or very conservative? Or moderate?
Well, yeah, I would say very conservative, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Because I believe the church should be welfare, not the government. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's in business.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So you are college graduate, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you are living with friends or family?
Own it.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for helping me with this survey. I hope you have a great night. And a really good day for tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Thank you. Bye.